But you said he was the Adult Swim guy.
That was just from Google. Google said that.
Oh, okay.
when y'all said, because okay. All I got with the text was IDK. We're going to review IDK, and I was like, "Is this a joke? I don't get it. Like, I don't know what we're going to review."
I was like,
"Can y'all stop wasting my fucking text message and tell me what the fuck we're going to review?" And then I went and Googled it, and I was like, "Oh,
hey, your texts are limited, dog."
No, no, no. They got, well, I know, but my other ones got deleted.
Oh, okay.
So all I saw was, you know, IDK. And I was like, all right, B, yeah, you're real funny.
That's funny.
So I looked him up and I was like, oh, it's an Adult Swim rapper.
Okay. Dead Hip Hop album review, IDK. Is this album?
Yeah,
yeah,
this album.
Ken was very gung ho for us to review this. I never heard of this dude.
Me either.
Like, this motherfucker came out the blue. How did you get familiar? Or how did you come across
just
this project?
Last year, I think Yo did something on him on DJ Booth, Empty Bank, and I think I listened to it. I was like, all right, cool.
And the Patriots had been saying stuff.
Yeah,
about it too.
And so what happened was part of like when we put on Patreon asking people what to review, this popped up a lot, along with the 21 Savage thing. And then even though it didn't kind of get a lot of high votes, but it was a lot of people in the comment section mentioning. So I was like, all right, well, that shows that there's some interest out there among the YouTube audience. So I was like, all right, well, let's roll with it.
I was thrown way the fuck off guard because I'm like, who the fuck is IDK? I never heard of this motherfucker. Like, I didn't even know that the Patreons were voting that high for this one.
Yeah, I didn't even know he was out there like that.
Yeah, me neither. So then when I listened to this, I said, shit, like, I can't find him super talent out here. Like, where the hell did...
But he found Kendrick, bro.
He found Kendrick.
No.
Ken definitely has an ear. I give him a hard time all the time, but he definitely has an ear. So when I'm listening to this, I'm like, holy shit, this dude is dope as fuck. So I thought this was like his debut. I didn't know
That's
how long
I thought
he was out.
Now.
Yeah. The way he comes in. Then he has Swiss Beats on his shit on the second
that was
track.
Interesting, yeah.
I didn't understand the reference. And
I didn't either.
And then is Swiss Beats from Maryland originally?
I don't know.
Exactly. Who knows?
Again, like for me, when artists are able to tie in themes, and that's the main thing I took away from this. Also, the fact this motherfucker, I gotta put him on the same level as Jid. As a new artist, being super creative, having the rap style, having content, having flows, having different types of sounds. Because if you go by like the first four or five tracks on this, then you're gonna be like, oh damn, like this guy's super hyper aggressive, like this is the lane he's in. But then you get to Virgin Bees, and he switches up, and it's like, god damn. The breakup was good. It's not necessarily what I prefer out of this guy. Just like with Jid, I want him to just fucking rip everything, right? But if you're that talented, you shouldn't be boxed in. And you should be able to explore your art. And he did that. And I was extremely surprised. This guy, he's super dope. He's super dope. And he's a young, it definitely bumps in the whip.
You alluded to it, kind of tells a story, right, of him and just his trials and tribulations and not living up to the expectations set forth by, you know, his family. And I can personally relate to that because, you know, for those of you, the people that have watched the show for a while, some of you maybe know that my grandfather was a reverend and everybody on that side was holy, but then there's my mom's side, which was real, like, gutter and kind of grimy. And the expectations on me was set by them and then my mom's aunt, just waiting for us to like get in trouble. And they got in trouble, you know? You have that pressure of like, oh, you should be a doctor or a dentist or a lawyer. And then you get caught up with the wrong crowd. And that was kind of like my story.
So it was
that
a personal connect. It was like a personal.
It just, yeah, you're sitting there and then you know, your mom is the only one, after it's said and done, is the only one that you know, comes to get you out. You sitting in jail over the weekend and you got one call and that call got to fucking land.
Yep.
And if that motherfucker don't hit, you're in trouble. So you think about all of that, man, and you're just sitting there and then, you know, the only person you can count on is your mom.
The fact that somebody can have all of these trials and tribulations when both parents are present in the household and successful, like that's definitely a different story, right? Like, we don't typically hear that in hip hop when people are being introspective and stuff like that. Typically, something is
a white person thing.
you know,
like a rebellious, privileged thing. I don't think black kids typically go through that.
I thought Odd Future was like that though. They had like they came from
some of them. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah,
I enjoyed his album. I really did enjoy his album. But yeah, I thought Pizza Shop was interesting because the fact that he got MF Doom and fucking Dell on here, like I was like, wow, how the hell did he get that features? Like that was so dope. But I think the Dog Love Kitty and the Windows Up and Birds and Bees, I think that was a change because, well, this is just me wondering off if he's watching. Let me know if I'm wrong. But I think because of his, I guess, somewhat broken relationship with his mother, it kind of showed like the series of him, how he treated women in his relationships. So I think that's why we kind of had that switch in the middle, and then it got right back to 17 with 38. I love the story that he was telling. For some reason, and this is just a small little nitpicky thing, I feel like some of the tracks should have been listed in different areas if he was telling the story from like how he was, you know, doing running
so
out.
So sequenced in a different
way. Yeah, sequenced in a different way. I mean, the tracks was dope. I just think like, I feel like 17 with 38 would have been right with the Pizza Shop because it's like that's when he went and robbed. That's when he got caught and went to jail because he was, you know, robbing a pizza and whatever. So just like how this album hit with you on a personal level when he started talking about his mother, because you know his mother passed away. No Shoes on the Rug, one of my favorite tracks. And then Black Sheep.
Well, we all felt that.
Yeah. And then Black Sheep, White Doves, that was another one of my favorite tracks because it's funny. Like I literally had a dream with about my mother like about 2 weeks ago, and she fucking had wings and shit. So when I was listening to Black Sheep White Dove, when he was talking about some damn mama, like where you get the wings from, I'm like, damn, I like damn, I had the same fucking dream like 2 weeks ago. That was crazy. This dude can really like write songs. Like that's one thing that was dope. I guess like you said from FIFO, it's like refreshing when you be put onto someone for the first time. It's like damn. He's really put a good body of work.
Yeah.
It's like he really put together a nice body of work. And like, you know, this is my first time listening to him. And I had no idea who he was. I'm like, yo, I like this. Just like when we listened to JID earlier, I'm like, it's so refreshing getting a new artist that's just so creative that can rip the mic and that's great at songwriting and everything. And I think when he sung the songs that he sung the hook, he didn't sound bad. Like he sung the hooks. He sounded really good singing the hooks. Because you know how sometimes artists try to sing the hooks, you'd be like, ooh, you should have got somebody else for that. Like, no, he did a good job of singing the hooks and yeah.
This was really confusing because I'd never heard of this person. So like I said, when I got the text, I was like, I don't know what y'all are talking about. And then I Googled it and it took me a minute to find the guy. Because I don't even think when I first got the text, y'all even said what the name of the album was. You just said IDK. And I was like, what the fuck? What are you talking about? So yeah, when I listened to it, I was like, okay, well, the first song, Mrs. Lynch, Your Son is a Devil, I was like, oh, I don't like this.
Oh, really?
I was like, I'm not gonna like this album. I was like, damn. But then when the second song hit, Maryland Ass Nigga, outside of Swiss Beats, even though Swiss Beats didn't really bother me very much here, he didn't. I just don't really care for his voice like that. I was like, oh, this shit's nice as fuck. I was like, oh man, this dude is a dope rapper. So that's when I actually went and looked at the track list and I was like, whoa, okay, this is weird. It's Swiss Beats, Del and Doom, and Chief Keef. I was like, what in the fuck kind of album is this?
Right.
So that's when I was like, okay, I'm really interested to listen to the whole thing. Because at that point, I only heard two songs, and I was waiting until I got back home. So I got back home, and I threw it on, and I was like, oh, man, I can't wait till track three. Del and Doom, two of my favorite MCs in the same track. When it was over, I was like, really?
Sure.
That was it? That's all we got? It's like, goddamn, that was like nothing.
What was funny was it was like a crumb. We were supposed to review this while you were out. And I was like, yo, I think I want to wait until Mike can be on a review for the whole Dale shit. Because I was interested to see what you thought. I know, I understand. That's what I'm saying. I wanted to see what was your take on that or whatever.
I love Doom and Dell, it's not that they laid bad verses by any means. They did not lay bad verses. This wasn't what I wanted from them. Because I didn't know anything about this guy, so I didn't know this was going to be a story.
Right.
So Doom just laid a verse that I feel like any good rapper could have laid. Like it wasn't coded. There was no like weird, crazy wordplay. Like, you know, when you look at a Doom verse, it take you 30 minutes to figure out what the fuck he's even talking about. And then you expect all kinds of twisted words and crazy flows. It was just like, this was just a straight up good rapper just laying a good verse. And I was like, all right, well. And then when Dell came on, someone let me out of a cage. I was like, okay, please, come out the cage. And it was like, all right, well, that was cool, but it really wasn't nothing special after that. It was like a kid on Christmas trying to get, you think you get a Nintendo and you get some fucking socks. And I was like, God damn it. So I'm sitting there like, all right, well, you know, then it was Dog Love Kitty. I was like, okay, it was cool. It was cool. Mama said, I was like, all right, well, nice little skit. Windows up. I was like, all right, Birds and Bees, I didn't really care for too much. 17 with a 38 was when I started paying attention again. I was like, okay, this is a cool ass song. I like this. 17 with 38. And then when the other rapper came out, I didn't know it was Chief Keef. Because I've never heard Chief Keef like that. I was expecting that mumbly shit he usually does. Yeah. Not that I dislike Chief Keef.
Yeah.
It's just not for me.
Yeah.
But his verse on here was dope. Yeah. Like that I thing he did after each bar and one of the parts of the song. I was like, okay, that's actually really, really cool. Here's what I took from this. IDK, he's a dope rapper. Mm-hmm. He's got multiple flows and he's creative as fuck. So in that respect, I think the JID comparison is 100% spot on.
I thought so too.
But this didn't connect with me like that JID album. That JID album knocked me out my fucking chair.
Yeah, it's different.
This, I can't say I didn't like it, but I can say that I don't know that I'll return to this. Because it didn't move me and it didn't connect with me. Maybe I need to sit with it longer.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it didn't feel like different, like something refreshing.
No, that's what I'm saying. Okay. He's very creative.
Okay, yeah.
But it didn't move me.
Yeah.
It's like some good ass food, but the seasoning wasn't quite there. You know, with some fresh ingredients and all that shit, but it was just like, So I don't know, man. Maybe I need to listen to it more, but just on the first, you know, 4 or 5 listens of this, it's a cool project. I feel like I want to hear what he does after this, because I think that this is a nice intro. I think that this guy is going to be, he's going to be a problem, because he's such a good fucking rapper. And he's, the way he works with these beats, like the subtle nuances he has, like if the beat switches up a little bit, the way he switches his flow up to match the way the beat, I forget what song it was.
Yeah, I know.
That was one of the first
because it went to like an instrumental and he went to like the spoken word thing.
And he was doing it with the cell. I was like, oh, that's fucking dope.
Yeah,
no, Baby Scale, Baby Scale was very nice.
Good way to finish the album.
Oh, and that young Gleesh guy, I like him.
I do too.
Never heard of him.
I haven't even
heard of him.
But I'm like, who is this guy?
He was fun though. He brought fun to the album.
Yeah, he can rap. Fucking rap. I was like, I like this guy. I'm about to look him up too, but respect. I like this album. I don't know that I'll return to it a bunch, but I like it. Now, this is the kind of album that I feel like hit me in a month. It might be my favorite shit.
You know what? Your reaction is the reaction that I had last year when I first heard Empty Bank.
Oh yeah?
You see the talent, you know it's there. It's just it wasn't enough to be like, okay. I dropped, like, for instance, your reaction right now, new album came out. All right, cool, yeah. I know you can rap. I'll get to it, right. Like, the features I think are interesting. Like, Maryland. They're kind of all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Someone that's in Maryland.
He's
different. That's good, too. Yeah. He's not stuck in, I'm only going to get these kind of rappers.
Yeah.
Right.
The dude's very open-minded.
Yep. Yeah.
So I like that he's like, no, I'm going to get motherfucking Keef on my shit. And I'm going to get one of the most underground legendary rappers.
Right.
I'm going to get Dell on my shit too. And I'm going to get Swizz Beatz and let him fucking holler for a minute.
Right.
I like that about this guy.
Yeah. So my favorite tracks, Maryland Ass Nigga, Pizza Shop, 17 with a 38, Baby Scale.
Of course, the tracks that he talked about his mother, No Shoes on the Rug and Black Sheep and White Dove, and for throwing another one, 17 with 38. I love that joint too. And that's it.
Pizza Shop Extended, 17 with the 38. Yeah, I like Maryland Ass Nigga too. Fucking love Baby Scale.
Maryland Ass Nigga, definitely. Dog Love Kitty, only because it feels nostalgic, because that's like the one Cash Money jam that I like. So I was like, oh, it's cool that he used that flow. If I'm wrong, I'm going to feel stupid, because that's just a waste. 17 with 38, Most Def. Black Sheep, White Dove, and Baby Scale was probably my favorite show on this whole album. So, yeah.
IDK, if you're watching, bro, hey, look, you done set the bar high. You done set the bar high. But I definitely, like Ken said, the talent's there. The talent is there, bro. You a spitter, you're a songwriter, you sound good vocally. Like, I don't see many flaws in what you're trying to do. So the sky's the limit, honestly, for you. And I'm very interested to see where your career progresses and how you take your musical talents. Like, 2017 has definitely opened me up to a lot of new hip hop artists, and you're definitely on that list for me.
IDK, if you're watching, good project. Definitely keep up what you're doing. you know, it's working. Continue to challenge yourself, continue to be creative, continue to work with different artists. And I think that's kind of probably going to be a part of your style. You know, obviously you're not going to force anything, which I think is good as well. And everything kind of felt natural in here, but yeah, I think, you know, much to what people were saying, yeah, you definitely got all the talent, the skills and ability, everything is there. So yeah, just keep grinding, man.
Yeah, if you're watching, you know, echoing these guys, man, great. First of all, thank you for making this a good project for us to listen to, check out, support, whatever. Yeah, just like these guys, man, you got it, you got the tools, man. Like, just this is, like I said, it's refreshing for me to like be on a, you know, listen to a new artist and just enjoy your tracks and enjoy your storytelling and enjoy your rhyme schemes and you know, your aggressive tracks, the softer tracks, like all that together wrapped in one. You did a great job, man. So you have a new fan of me, so good job.
Yeah, I'm happy that it's a new rapper that I've never heard of. Usually when it's someone that I haven't heard and we review it, I usually fucking hate it. You are definitely one of the most creative new coming rappers I've heard in a really long time, and I don't want you to take this album not connecting with me as something negative, because I think it's a good ass project. Sometimes it's literally just me, because we're all human and I'm not a fucking textbook critic. So sometimes this is just me not being in the mood to like a certain project, but I can objectively look at this and say, this is something I should like. You got all the fucking tools to be a real problem with these motherfuckers right now. So I'm on your side. I'm definitely looking forward to see what you do next. So all I'll say is, for this, good ass job.